You're watching Kids Ablaze from World Revival Church of Kansas City with your host, Lisa Liu, plus Dan Dan the Fireman, the wacky inventions of Professor Peanutty, and all your friends at the Kids Ablaze Firehouse.
Too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey! Some might tell you you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey!
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids
get ready,
ablaze.
It's time for Kids Ablaze. Kids now, ablaze. Here's your host, Lisa Liu.
Hey, boys and girls, I'm Lisa Liu. I sure do love hanging out here at the firehouse, don't you?
Yeah!
Has anyone seen Dan Dan the Fireman?
No.
Oh, Dan Dan. Can you guys help me call him? Oh, Dan Dan!
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa. Hi, kids.
Hi.
Hi there, all you boys and girls at home. How you doing?
Well, now that we're all here, who's ready for a super fun time?
Me!
Firehouse days are my favorite. I love hanging out with all my friends. We're gonna sing, dance, laugh, but most of all, we're gonna encourage each other about how to grow in God. Isn't that right, friends?
Yeah!
Today, we're going to learn about how to be faithful. Does anybody know what that means to be faithful or have an example? How about you, Isaac?
So I was being bullied by some kids and it made me feel really bad and I didn't really want to go to church because it made me feel bad. So I went to church anyways because I wanted to be faithful and it made me feel a lot better.
Wow, that's really amazing. Way to go, Isaac. Does anybody else have a story?
I do.
How about you, Allie?
Well, my friend, she invited me to her birthday party, and I said yes. But then my other friend, she gave me tickets to a baseball game. But I decided to be faithful to my other friend, and I went to her birthday party. I got extra cookies, too.
Whoa, lucky you. Wow. Well, that's a great example. Good for you. Well, did you know in Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." Now, we're all going to learn more about what this means. But first, let's welcome to our show, Mr. Professor Peanutty. Come on in, Professor.
Hey there, all the kids out there and Kids Ablaze. It is me, Professor Peanutty, your favorite scientist, bringing you all the coolest devices to help you follow the Lord. It's so good to be back. So tonight, I'm going to talk to you guys about the faithfulness of God. Are you guys ready to be faithful to God, huh?
Yeah!
All right, you guys are great. You guys love the Lord, and that's the best thing about you guys. So I was thinking, I was reading the Bible, how like Samuel, he was like a little child, and he devoted his whole life to God. But my gosh, it took so long. He had to spend so much time with the Lord, and it took so much effort. And I thought, man, wouldn't it be great if you did not have to put any effort into being faithful to God? Wouldn't that be great?
No!
No, seriously, check it out, guys. So look, I made these inventions, and they might like look like Chinese finger traps to you, but really, they are going to keep you faithful to God and faithful to each other. Here, hey, Miss Lisa, why don't you put that on your fingertips? Okay, now let's do this one. Put that on the other fingertips. Hey, and then why don't you attach your finger to this one here, and then attach your other finger to this one here. Hey, look, you guys, you're stuck together forever. Never going to be able to leave. Lisa, your arms are going to work just fine like that. Hey, so this is like what it's like to be faithful to God. You cannot leave him. He cannot leave you. Your fingers are stuck together like glue. And your lives are going to be so good now because you don't have to decide nothing. Your lives are attached to the Lord. That's the best thing about it. You don't have to put the effort into it. You just go ahead and put the finger trap on and you are stuck together. That's good, huh?
No!
What? You guys, listen. You guys work way too hard. You don't need to work so hard for the Lord. Listen, you guys, in the Bible, Eli, he had these sons, right? And they were not faithful to God. But if they had these finger traps, they could have been stuck to the finger of God and they could never have left him. And this would have been the best thing for their lives because these guys could not make their good decisions for themselves. And so I'm trying to help you guys out and not have to make bad decisions. Do you guys want to use my devices or do you guys want to rely on God?
Rely on God!
What? You guys, I spent all night in my laboratory working on these forever and ever trying to make it so you guys could have the easy way out. Don't you want the easy way out?
No!
Oh my goodness. So you're telling me that you kids want to serve God and work hard for him?
Yes!
Man, that's crazy. I've never heard anything like that. So do you think I probably should read my Bible some more to learn more?
Yes!
All right, I think you guys maybe have the right idea, but I'm the scientist, and I think I know a lot more than you do. Do you think that's right?
No!
My gosh. Kids, listen, I'm going to go home. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to learn how to be really faithful to God. Do you think that's a good thing for me to do?
Yes!
All right, so Professor P. Nutty clearly needs to work on being more faithful to God. So I'm going to get out of here. Good night, everybody. You have a good time. You guys are so faithful. Hey, goodbye, Lisa, and goodbye, girls. You guys are doing great. I don't know how to get out of those. It's pretty much a permanent thing. So goodbye.
Hi, my name is Steven Uchman, and I work with our Blazers ministry.
And I oversee Firehouse.
We are the leaders of Action Kids Academy.
And I am a member of the children's ministry team here at World Revival Church.
Every week, we see children pursue an encounter with God through their powerful worship and heartfelt prayers.
They speak and preach the word with boldness. They worship with passion. They pray heartfelt prayers.
I have seen the hearts of young men and women that seem to be so hard, melt, and become soft in just one moment of the presence of God.
We believe there is no junior Holy Spirit. The children can be filled with God's Spirit as kids were in the Bible.
As a mother, I love to see my own two daughters being raised as mighty warriors.
With three kids of our own in World Revival Church Children's Ministries, we can't speak of a better place to watch a child grow in God.
Why not partner with us at World Revival Church and teaching your children to be set apart for God's use only?
If you live in Kansas City and you want your kids to be all they can be in God, then come join us at World Revival Church.
And if you live in another city, consider moving to Kansas City. People relocate for financial reasons. Maybe it's time for you to relocate for spiritual reasons and join us here at World Revival Church of Kansas City.
It's time for your kids to be all they can be in God. Join us here at World Revival Church, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, or visit worldrevivalchurch.com. World Revival Church, begin again.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Hey, earlier I was talking to my friend Isaac about he stood up for God and was faithful even when other kids were making fun of him. We should go ask him more about it. Let's go. Megan, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, Isaac.
Hey.
I remember earlier you were talking about how you were faithful to God even though other kids were making fun of you, but you still wanted to go to church. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about how you feel about that.
Okay. Well, I kind of felt down by when they were making fun of me and stuff, and so I felt down. And when you feel down, it's kind of easy to not be faithful. But I decided to, you know what, let's go to church, and it made me actually feel a lot better than not being faithful.
Yeah, I bet it did make you feel a lot better.
It did.
What if I said to you that my cats don't like your church and they think it's silly?
I would still go.
You'd still be faithful?
Yeah.
Well, what if I said you're a big dum-dum face if you go to church?
I would still go.
All right, all right. Good job. Just testing you. Right. Good job. Hey guys, who's ready to learn the scripture verse of the day?
Yeah!
Today our verse is Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. Goes like this. Let love and faithfulness,
let love and faithfulness
never leave you,
never leave you.
Bind them around your neck,
bind them around your neck.
Write them on the tablet,
write them on the tablet
of your heart,
of your heart.
Then you will win,
then you will win
favor and a good name,
favor and a good name
in the sight of God,
in the sight of God
and in the sight of man,
and in the sight of man.
Proverbs 3, 3 through 4.
Proverbs 3, 3 through 4.
Do that one more time. Goes like this. Let love and faithfulness,
let love and faithfulness
never leave you,
never leave you.
Bind them around your neck,
bind them around your neck.
Write them on the tablet,
write them on the tablet
of your heart,
of your heart.
Then you will win,
then you will win
favor and a good name,
favor and a good name
in the sight of God,
in the sight of God
and in the sight of man,
and in the sight of man.
Proverbs 3, 3 through 4.
Proverbs 3, 3 through 4.
Woohoo!
Yeah! Woo! It's a blast.
I'm having so much fun. How about you kids at home? Hey, I've got a great idea. How about we ask Dan Dan the fireman to bring us a story? How about it, Dan Dan?
Hey, want to hear a story? I've got a great story for you. It's from the Bible. It's about Samuel, and it all happened a long time ago. Now, let's just watch this.
Once upon a time, there was a boy named Samuel. He was a good boy who served God faithfully every day.
Here I am, God. Speak to me. Tell me what you want me to do.
Unfortunately, Samuel worked for a priest. He was old, fat, and wicked.
Hey, hey, hey! It's Fat Eli. I'm old, I'm fat, and sometimes I don't do what God tells me to do.
Eli had two sons who didn't care anything about God.
Now this is the life. We get to eat when we want. We get to sleep when we want.
We got plenty of money and a lot of girlfriends. What else is there?
Eli tried to teach his sons to love God and be faithful, but they wouldn't listen.
Hey, 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 you boys better listen to me or we're gonna be in big trouble with God.
Whatever.
But the boys would not listen to their father.
Yeah, what do you know? You're old and fat and we are young and cool with great abs.
Meanwhile, Samuel continued to love God and be faithful. One night, God woke Samuel up and told him what he was about to do.
Huh?
Samuel ran to Eli and told him what God said.
Eli, Eli, God is not happy with you. You and your sons are finished.
Sure enough, what Samuel said came to pass. There was a big battle, and Eli's two sons were killed. Someone had to tell Eli.
Eli, we lost the battle and your two sons have been killed.
When Eli heard the news, he fell out of his chair.
Hey, hey, hey! Whoa, whoa, whoa! This is gonna hurt me in the morning!
But there wasn't to be another morning. God was finished with Eli and his family. But Samuel continued to serve faithfully and obey God.
Too bad about Eli and his sons. If only they would have been faithful to God.
But Samuel was faithful to God and prayed that they would win the next battle.
Hey guys, how are we doing? Did we not win the battle?
Quiet, can't you see that I'm praying?
And pray he did until Israel won the battle.
We won! Ha ha!
Samuel continued to be faithful and love God for the rest of his life, and Israel continued to win every battle.
I just want to say how great it feels to win, but, you know, it was really a team effort. Everyone's been faithful and loved God.
Thank you, Samuel, for, like, everything that you've done for us.
Oh, it was nothing. Anyone can be a champion if they'll just be faithful to love God and serve Him only.
Hey, kids. Who is God not too happy with in our story?
Eli and his sons.
That's right. When God says to do something, do we just go our own way?
No.
Who was faithful to God and helped Israel win the battle?
Samuel.
That's right. And just like our Bible verse says today, we are to let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. That's in Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4. If we do this, we can be like Samuel. Because of his faithfulness, he got to do some pretty cool stuff with God. We'll be right back after this very important message.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason. Preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray. Training in marriage, finance, family. Fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 U-High Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
Get ready for success at Libby Lane Academy. K through 12th graders excel in the rich academic environment of Libby Lane Academy. With a strong phonics and math-based education in the lower grades, plus music, drama, art, and sports electives through high school, Libby Lane Academy gives kids the advantage they need to succeed. Find out more today at LibbyLaneAcademy.com.
Learning is fun at Libby Lane Preschool in Montessori. Located in Lee Summit, Missouri, your preschooler will thrive in a safe and happy environment at Libby Lane. Offering quality preschool education and a Montessori classroom experience, Libby Lane Preschool and Montessori is a perfect beginning to your child's education. Help your child achieve their highest potential. Find out more at LibbyLanePreschool.com.
Faithful every day.
Kids Ablaze presents Hearts on Fire, the songbook. Now you, your children's workers, and your children can learn to play all 11 songs from our hit children's CD, Hearts on Fire. These songs are sure to get your children's ministry up and praising Jesus. Or perhaps you have a young one at home learning to play an instrument. With Hearts on Fire, the songbook, your young one can continue growing in their musical ability while learning to go deeper in the presence of God with songs full of life. With easy-to-read chord charts and lyrics, anyone is bound to be playing all 11 songs in no time. So we invite you, join us in lifting the name of Jesus high and order your copy of Hearts on Fire songbook today at kidsablaze.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
I'm having a great time worshiping today. Who's ready to do another song?
Me!
Yeah, let's do it. This is called He is Faithful. Worshiping like that makes me want to be faithful to Him because He's always there for us. Every time that we want to talk to Him or we want to ask for His help, He's always right there. So why don't we just all lift our hands? We'll lift into Jesus and we can tell Him that Jesus, God, we want to always be faithful to You. And for the kids at home, God, I pray that You will put that desire in their heart, that they will always want to seek You, that they'll always want to find You, Jesus. And we just pray that You would do that in us, God, even when it's hard, God, that we can be faithful to You. And we just thank You so much for that, God. We love You. Amen. Wow, it's so great to praise the Lord with all of our strength and all of our breath. It's so amazing to be with friends who love each other, have fun, and are learning to have big adventures in God. He is so good and so faithful, and He loves it when we're faithful to Him. So until next time, we just want to say, thanks a million, Jesus.
We just want to say, thanks a million, Jesus. We
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Lee's Summit.